This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this week it is Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras Parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, good morning, Anna Murphy.
Yeah,
good morning,
Tim. I was about to say, good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Timothy. Good morning, Joy Sturz.
Good morning, everybody out there.
How are we, people?
Cracking day today, 28 degrees and sunny.
Well, that's better than yesterday, which was like walking on the sun.
It was a bit, wasn't it?
I just say, because I work in the north now, and the north didn't get a cool change.
No.
Till much later than everywhere else.
Isn't it funny how she wants everyone to feel sorry for her because she happened to be working just slightly out north?
No, well, what I'm going to say is that when, like, yesterday afternoon around 4, it was 24 degrees in beautiful St Kilda. It was still 37.8 degrees in Boleyn, which I'd been in all day. So I'm just letting you know.
She tried yesterday. Can I just say, yesterday we had a family get together and we were talking about, you know, oh, isn't it hot? And I said, oh, you know, I had a really intense day in this room. I was locked in this room and whatever. And Anna goes, oh, yeah. And I was out there in the north and I was driving around and I had to go from doctor to doctor and one of them didn't have air conditioner. And my brother goes, yeah, and I was working on a roof. Because he's a builder.
And
Anna goes, well, actually, that wouldn't have been as hot.
No, I didn't say that. My point was, and A, he was lying about that to start with. He was inside under the roof of the thing anyway. And B, it's okay to be sweaty when you're on a building site, not when you're selling a service. Sorry, I win that.
Okay, that's our first fight this morning. Thank you.
It won't be the last.
We've got a cracking show this morning. Not only do we have a special guest coming in after 8 o'clock.
Oh, heaven, I love guests.
Love her.
Can I know who it is? Or
no,
are you
just... no, a little, leave it as a little surprise, I think.
Oh.
Plus, heaps of stuff. Hasn't there been a lot of stuff happened this week?
Yes.
Like, heaps. We are bombarded with Donald Trump stuff.
Getting a little over the fact that that's, like, everyone's attention is on that.
Well, there's actually now, it gets to a point where there's very few things that you can, you know, say on air, which people haven't already heard, which you start to go, oh, it's now just boring, isn't it?
It is just, it's just the constant crazy is just doing
constant
my head
crazy.
In.
And like I've said to you guys, like Dean Murphy, you're my political advisor in this whole thing. Like, yes. I know nothing about nothing, right? Mm. And yet my Facebook feed is just
chock-a-block
full of
it.
And I don't, like, I don't even look at it.
Nah.
You know, like, why is it there? Why do I have to look at it?
No, I'm with the people that want to fill up your feeds with pictures of puppies.
Yeah, see, that's a lot.
Do that, everyone. This is a challenge from Murphy's Law. If you're out there and you're on Facebook, just get rid of the garbage. And you know what? Why are we so fixated on the American politics that's happening anyway? Whatever. If they want to implode.
Do you know something that happened during the week? Gaga performed at Super Bowl. Let's talk about that next on Murphy's Law. I love Gaga.
Oh, I'm so happy
now, listen,
with her.
Can I be the first to say it?
No, you won't be the first of anything. Put your hand down.
I watched that on I watched that on my phone. First, and I hated it.
That's a rookie mistake.
Yeah, I know. And I sort of went, oh, that's not very good. And my housemate said to me, oh, do you want to watch the Gaga thing? I said, oh, I already saw it today. It's very, really average. And he goes, no, I'll put it up on the big screen. It was the most mesmerising thing on the big screen.
Flawless.
Yeah.
Flawless.
Flawless.
And I put it in that sort of thing. I said, look, I think it was better than Katy Perry's. I said, it was not quite as good as Madonna's.
It was all over Madonna's.
I thought it was much better than Madonna's.
You two haters.
No, I'm not a hater.
There's a lot of hate coming out of you two.
No, there's not hate at all. I just think we're just loving on the Gaga.
I do think the Beyonce one, not the last one, but the previous one is actually the best.
Pretty good, yeah.
That's the best one.
Gaga, she copped some flack for it though, old Gaga, didn't she? Like, well, went to town on it.
Trolls, internet trolls, if any of you are listening, God, you're stupid. Have you nothing better to do? First of all, she got body shamed, which is the most... because apparently she's got a tummy. Like,
she has a tummy.
You should see in this studio.
Oh, my God. Exactly. It like looks like...
a telly tubby Christmas
party
in here.
Honestly, I would honestly think that I'd won $1 billion if I had anything remotely looking like Gaga's tummy at the moment. Like, seriously. Like, really? What world do we live in where that's a thing?
So
how can that be a
it?
Thing? And she came out and just went, oh, apparently there's a thing about my body. She goes, well, I'm really proud of my body and you guys should be too. Thanks for the
good
support.
On her. Good Thumbs on up, her. Gaga.
The other thing that was ridiculous, the haters going to hate, is they all went to town about the fact, like, Pink supporters were coming out going, Pink did it first. Pink flew first. Pink did.
Oh, I think you find
everything.
Peter Pan did it first.
Oh, excuse me. You've just ruined Pink's.
Did I?
Good on you for pre-reading.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, Pink has come out and said, for the record, let's squash this before it even has a chance to be a thing. Lady Gaga killed it yesterday. Her voice was powerful and beautiful. Her outfits were on point. Good on you, Dean Murphy. Choreography stellar. Her heart was in it. And she sang about love and inclusiveness in front of millions and millions of people. Let's celebrate a woman who has the guts to jump off a roof and stand up there in the first place. Who cares if I flew first? Because I didn't. Cirque and Peter Pan. Been
I'm
in the
sorry.
Ears for years. And now can we get back to the real controversy, the one where our so-called leader is stripping our humanity away minute by minute? And can I also just point out,
this is not Pink,
this is Anna Murphy now. Oh. All the middle Americans who missed the political, oh, she didn't get political, that was good. Did they miss the fact that she sang Born This Way, an LGBT like champion song, in front of the whole world at probably the most, you know, redneck event that can happen in America, and started it with an activist song? So
you're trying to preach to people who voted in Donald Trump. I'm sorry. It doesn't work.
Well, they're not listening to us.
No, exactly not.
I just want the clap for Lady Gaga.
Good prize that Joy's got to give away at the moment.
What do you mean?
Well, of course, I know.
I was just being dramatic.
All you need to do, you just need to donate $5 to Joy.
Is that it?
Do it now. You can jump on the Joy website, donate $5, and you go in the draw to win a Mardi Gras prize. They're going to fly you up there. All expenses paid for. Drive you around. Give you, you know, you go to the parade.
You get a car.
You get a car.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing. Go to the party. All that kind of stuff. It's the VIP prize of all time.
Extravaganza.
I've never been to Mardi Gras.
Why don't you donate $5?
I think I might just do that.
I think you should.
Get on board, ladies and gentlemen. I went to a Mardi Gras once. It was the best night of my life.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Had
a great time.
Even you've been and I haven't been.
I forgot that.
Like, yes.
Yeah, anyway.
Had a lovely time.
A long time ago.
There in the Horden Pavilion.
Yeah, if you want to go, all you got to do is jump on the Joy website, joy.org.au, and donate $5. It's that easy.
Now, I know that it's coming up soon, but how soon? When is Mardi Gras?
March, long weekend.
3 weeks.
See, I need reminders because clearly last week I forgot about Pride March, so I need a lot of reminders.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, young man. It's 3 weeks
You're
away.
You're failing actually. At being a member of the gay community, aren't you? Even I know when Mardi Gras is.
Mardi Gras is like gay Christmas. How could you forget that?
Yeah, anyway.
Forget that.
I'm like a broken record. I realise that. And it's just very strange in Melbourne, isn't it? But we all just talk about the weather.
No, you do.
So much. Like I found
you do
the
a lot.
Other day.
Yeah, here we go.
Or it might have been yesterday or the day before, whatever. Very, very hot days, two in a row. Not good. But I just found that everyone I bumped into, all I said was, geez, it's hot, isn't it? Like first thing. What is wrong with me?
You know what you need?
Everyone can feel it for themselves.
You know what you need to cool yourself down? Just a full body condom. Was that a segue or what? That's a good segue.
Cool down.
I'll tell you, I'm not sure
that would cool me down.
Well, there's a man.
I'm feeling a little bit sick about that.
This crazy dude has put on Facebook. He's trying to advertise his full body condom, which apparently doesn't fit him anymore.
What?
He says it's a bit snug around the crotch.
Yeah, hang on. No, hang on. Oh, hang on. Let's unpack
his name's
this,
Tom.
Shall
Let's
we?
Talk to him. We'll
Let's
give him a name.
This.
Tom is his name.
First of all. Let's marvel at the wonder that is the full body condom.
It's a full body condom.
Amazing. full body coverage of latex, amazing, right? So you've bought one of those. Mm. That's okay. And now, oh, it's a bit snug around my nether regions. Now, are you going to just throw it away and go, whatever, I'm amazing, look at my giant package? Or are you going to go onto Facebook and be a tight ass and try and resell a used
for £20
body condom for £20?
Which is about $35.
Like, resell it. It's been used. Or are you just gloating about the fact that it's tight and snug around your nether?
Well, I think your local germaphobe might take up the option. Oh.
A germaphobe is not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. A 10-foot sanitized pole.
What do you need a full body condom for?
Exactly. Well, maybe he's a germaphobe.
Right.
Yeah, but what would you need a full body condom for?
I'm not sure.
Maybe we should open it up to the joysters.
Does anyone know?
What would you, if you had a full body condom, what would you use it for?
Hang on.
Halloween?
Imagine that knocking on the door. Trick or treat?
Like, I just think, don't you, like, the hot and sweatiness of the, I know there's people into latex, I know. Actually, if you're into latex, could you let me know if you've experienced this and how comfortable they are? I'd just like to know. I'm challenged by just the sight, because I can't stand heat. So this thing is, right, really disturbing me in parts that I didn't think
it
could
is. I think we should,
actually
I,
have feelings.
I actually think we should throw it out to the joysters, and maybe we can get a full body condom
like,
as a prize.
Like, are they suffocating? Yes, let's get one in here.
Do you want to give one away as a prize?
Oh, I don't know. This is
can
this,
we?
This whole break's gone a bit pear-shaped, hasn't it, really?
Now, listen, I went to see a movie with my teenage nephews the other day.
Oh, we're doing listen to you get hold of Newt, like, on it. Right, really. Down. I went with my teenage nephews.
I went with my teenage nephews to see a movie.
Is there anything? Is there anything?
It's only because I've got a very struggling vocal cord. At the
moment. Right. Okay.
But thank you for pointing that out.
Sorry.
Back to the topic. I'm taking them for movie day once a month.
Oh, you're right? Good, aren't you?
Good uncle. Yeah. Anyway, they said, I said, what do you want to go and see? Well, oh, we've chosen it. What is it? No, we'll tell you when we get there. What?
Mm.
Okay. Mm. Edge of 17, teenage teen flick. With Hayley Steinfeld, who we're about to play because she's a singer as well, I was pleasantly surprised. Can
Were
I tell you? Yeah, absolutely.
Hang on.
Mind you, there was a sex scene in it, and I've never felt so awkward in all my life.
Awkward.
I didn't know whether I needed to explain things. They're only 13. Do I need to explain this? No, they're pretty much.
I think they know.
I think they actually needed to explain it to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's good.
Has it been that long, Joel?
Isn't it funny what topics we talk about when we're not on? Right, we just had a couple of songs in a row there, and Tim says to me, he says,
"Well, I've just started using a new product, ladies and gentlemen."
Oh, yeah. God, not this conversation. Well, yeah, we had this at 5:45 this morning.
It's a new product that he's been using, and your skin looks great. Can I just say,
you.
Your face looks fabulous.
Thank you. Yes, it's a new face wash.
Yeah.
It's made by a former Australian swimmer. That might be a clue.
Michael Klim, actually.
Yes. Oh, I don't think we're not doing
We're not plugging it.
We're not plugging it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's really lovely. Like, it smells beautiful. Yeah. It's got... You know, there's bits in it, so exfoliates and stuff.
Oh.
But what's the added little benefit
I don't know what it has in it. Mm. I've only used it twice, but both times I've got out of the shower and for about the next hour afterwards, my nipples are a bit high.
Fabulous.
Ah!
And I'm not a nipple person.
But you can feel it? And
it's a bit alive.
Yeah.
Alive.
So you're doing
like they're pointing out.
Are you doing this thing in the shower?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's actually washing off your face onto your nipples.
Well,
I'm
not washing my nipples with it.
No, but
I'm
just running down onto your nipples.
Yeah, it must be.
This morning when you had this conversation with me and you said, I've got this new face wash and my nipples are going hard. And I'm like, I didn't realize you were using it in the shower.
Yeah,
so it took me a minute. I was like,
No, I'm using it in the shower.
No, it's running over your tits.
Yes.
And it's basically...
Do we need to say tits?
Oh, sorry, nipples. It's running over your nipples.
Yeah.
And it's something, there's a little bit of...
Caused a reaction.
Caused a little reaction.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So is it a fun reaction?
Are you double dosing?
Oh, no, only just one a day.
Do you think in the afternoon, I need another shower?
It's weird now because I'm rubbing my nipples and that's not a comfortable thing.
Yeah, and it's making me uncomfortable.
Right, I'm not a nipple person. You know, like, you know how some people are nipple people? That works?
Yeah.
Not me. Nothing.
Oh, I'm going to grab some of that Michael Klim. So I'm taking Michael Klim into the shower with me now, actually, from now on.
I feel awkward about that too.
But I used to drink protein powder. For some reason, I drink this protein powder. All of a sudden, I get these erect nipples.
Oh, my God.
From protein powder?
I don't know what it was. It must
really?
Be some, yeah. So I get to the gym and I'd be like, people watching me? Because they're quite erect.
Oh.
Yeah, erect?
I know.
From protein powder?
From protein powder. Yeah, what about you, Anna Murphy?
Have
you
got it? No, I reckon my boobs are so big I just can't, I don't notice.
This, Anna Murphy, we're calling this little segment, we're going to get a little thing made up because obviously he's going to be in for 4 years, President Donald Trump.
And he's only been in for 3 weeks, and God, it just keeps going, doesn't it? And he is on the tip of everyone's consciousness.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to dwell on it. But
no.
This is called, it's hard.
This is our new segment called Trump Dump.
You sounded South African then. This is our segment.
Well, I was trying to get a word in.
Oh, dear. Pots, kettles, anyone? It is called Trump Dump, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. And the first of our Trump Dump articles today, Dean Murphy.
Well, you might want might like to know this. It might come as a shock, but there is now a strong demand for Donald Trump to get into porn.
What?
So much so that the adult entertainment giant ex-hamster, I know that brand, is running a competition to find the sex industry's answer to the president for a string of parodies. The porn site has been hunting for entrants with unique hair and small hands.
I still haven't got over the picture that was circulated, the meme picture that was circulated online of a lookalike, Donald Trump, getting a fake tan, spray tan. It's horrendous. I can't get the image out of my
head. I saw a naked Donald Trump statue was erected in Union Square in New York, and within about 30 minutes it was taken away. I think it was the police who came and took it away, but I loved the way they picked him up and manhandled him into the
of course they did.
In our dump Trump, what else have we got there?
Yes. Well, you know, he likes to think he's the most popular person on the planet, but a rally in support of President Trump and his immigration ban in Portland didn't go that well the other day. He had a huge turnout of eight people.
Eight people? Oh, go.
We get a clap
good on
you, that.
Donald.
Oh, good on
That's
you, Donald.
Awesome.
You're winning fans everywhere.
Well done.
And this one is my favourite because I've actually been tempted to defriend a few people that I've known for not this long, but the Trump thing's really got me, I don't know. It's got me into some heated discussions with one of my best friend's husbands, I'm telling you now, because he is actually ordered online Make America Great Again hats, and he's going to put one on his two-year-old. So
that's just
anyway, but this takes the cake. This wife in America left her husband after 22 years.
Why? Because of why? Because
he voted for Trump. She said it totally undid me that he could vote for Trump.
Like maybe it didn't have anything to do with it.
I felt like I'd been fooling myself.
For 22
Imagine using
years.
That as the excuse.
It totally undid me that he could vote for Trump, said McCormick, 73. She's dumping him after 22 years. She'd not thought of leaving the conservative Republican before, but felt betrayed by his support for Trump. I felt like I'd been fooling myself. It opened up areas between us I'd not faced before. I realised how far I'd gone in my life to accept things I would never have accepted when I was younger. Amazing. She gets a clap as well.
She gets a clap as well. Awesome.
That's our Trump dump, ladies and gentlemen.
The latest thing is selling things on Facebook. I mean, it's been happening for a while, but there's actually a thing you can click on.
Yeah, the marketplace.
Marketplace. Anyway, this dude from Manchester is hysterical. His name's David. He's been trying to sell his car. And there's no doubt that David doesn't like his car. This is what the ad says.
Right, so the full ad reads, for sale, this absolute parcel of shite. 55-plate Saab 93 diesel, basically a Vectra in a Swedish wig.
Oof.
Has a long MOT, so that's a registration thing, isn't it?
Over there. I think so.
Most likely was a bent one. It's done similar mileage to your bird at 133k miles, and it's got a big tow bar on the back. Engine and gearbox are good, runs like a smackhead with a stolen skybox and a block of cheese under his arm, and it's still showing tax, so you won't get pulled over when you're out and about selling Sputnik to kids wearing man bags. All the lights work, as you can see, and it looks like the previous owner washed it every day with a effing brick. No time wasters. Serious buyers only. Ideal cheap family car at £695. So that's what, $1,000?
$1,000.
If you can handle your wife leaving you for a crackhead on a mountain bike and your kids denying you as their father when you drop them off at school in the pile of shite, part exchange welcome. Good luck flogging your motor.
I love that.
Oh, that was...
I love that, which made me think, you know what, I'd like the Joysters to sell us their car.
Yeah, sell
just
us
a sentence.
Your car.
Doesn't have to be long-winded like Dave's.
No.
Just a sentence. What would yours be, Anna Murphy?
Mine would be, goes like the clappers, but looks aren't everything.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. That's pretty good.
What would yours be, Tim?
Mine would be zippy green fit for a man and one cat. Small.
You've
actually,
got
that sums
two
it
cats,
up.
Yeah. Yeah, only one.
That really does
car.
Sum it up.
It's not that big.
And Dave Murphy, what would you?
I think mine would be sex machine.
Oh,
for the family man. It's a seven-seater Captiva, for God's sake.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let us know. How would you sell your car?
Sell your car to us. Joining me now in the Joy Studios is First Lady of the USA, Melania Trump. Good morning.
Oh, pleasant must be to be on the radio with real news, not the fake news.
Melania, only 3 weeks into President Trump's four-year term and already there's so much controversy.
Yeah, the Donald, he's skilled, yes, stealing limelight daily always.
In fact, there's been so much on him, I don't even know where to start.
Just start at the very beginning, a very good place to start.
Okay, maybe let's talk about his Twitter wars that he keeps on having with the media, judges, almost anyone who disagrees with him.
Oh, that's just the Donald letting the steam off the head.
Oh, really?
Yes. While most let off a brain fart, the Donald lets the very tiny fingers do the talking.
Okay.
Yes. That used to be in the bedroom, but with Papishi growing his hair tablets, my little Loompa Loompa have a death in the downstairs department. Nothing. Zero. Sad.
Slightly more information than I needed. So, Melania, what about this recent story of you suing a publication for reporting that you were once a high-paid escort in Slovenia?
Oh, shush! That nasty bush scrud reporter with the hairy nipples. He does not know Melania. He does not feel Melania like Melania feels Melania. He made the story of me being money-hungry prostitute. Melania would never have sex for money. Melania is gold digger not.
How much are you suing him for?
Fido the chicken, $150 million.
So not a gold digger. Melania, that's all we have time for today. Thank you.
Goodbye, my subject royal. And may the Donald treasure the rights of the gays. Like warm underpants straight from a dryer.
No one really likes getting cold in bed, do they?
Well, no. Well, not really?
This smart little lady from Russia. Can you do a little Russian accent?
I don't know whether I could.
What about Slovenia? That's close, isn't it?
Oh, I can't do that.
No. Anyway, she's a Russian woman. She charges men to get between their chilly sheets and get them all cozy. Okay, so she's not a prostitute. I'm just throwing it out there. But Victoria, 21, says she's a human bed woman for hire.
She's a human bed woman.
Yes, yes. What she does, and apparently she says what she does, she goes to people's places, they ring her up and they say, well, I would like you to come over and warm the bed, right? So she goes over, puts in her jammies, jumps into bed, warms up the spot for an hour, and they can talk to her. They can actually hang around the bed and talk to her. They can't do anything.
And at no stage of this exchange does she think that these are guys with strange fetishes.
Well, she said she leaves behind what she calls a positive energy to ensure good night's sleep.
Yeah, and they've got tidy little cameras that are getting left behind. She's got to get behind between the sheets in the nude.
Yes, she charges.
I wonder why that is.
She charges £65, which is about $100, isn't it? $90, something like that.
Yeah.
Or £1,300 a month. Lay in a stranger's bed for an hour to ensure that they have nice and warm.
It's not a bad little earner, though, is it?
Turn in. Customers are already lining up to pay for this bizarre service. And Victoria is now putting together a team of female bedwarmers to keep up with the demand. She tells clients that they can be in the room with her while she warms their bed, but there is no physical contact, no.
How do you spell escort in Russian?
To enforce the rules, she carries a panic button to call for security.
Oh, for a security
team. Just in case anyone wants more than what they're paid for.
Of course.
After booking a slot, she arrives before their bedtime, puts on her jammies, as I said before, and lays on their bed for an hour. The client is allowed to talk, as we discussed.
Oh, they're allowed to talk for $1,350.
Victoria says she's a great listener. Some men even chat about their problems. After listening to one desperate man, she said in the morning he called her again and said, Vicky, or Vicar, you're magic. Today I woke up and I want to live.
Oh, God.
She admits her main market is single men, but adds that she wants to help everybody. So if women start asking for her service too, she's willing to warm their beds as well. That's the most beautiful story I think we've ever had on the show. Don't you think? I think there's so many good people
so
out there.
There's so much that I want to say about so that, but I fear that we might lose Joy's license.
Yeah, what a kind-hearted mole.
It's such a kind-hearted all of the above.
Oh, what a kind-hearted mole.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is one of my favourite times of the morning. It's Last Man Standing. Good game so far for the year.
It's actually becoming my least favourite moment of every week.
So far for the year, it's two love. Nothing, Anna
Murphy.
Yes,
you are
nothing.
Being left behind, Anna Murphy.
I spoke to someone else during the week who loves the idea of games and who's dreadful at them as well.
You haven't broken your seal for 2017.
No, that's true.
I haven't.
Yeah, let's see what you can do.
I did was I took it too seriously when I went, clear your mind.
Just relax.
Just relax.
It's just a game. We're not winning anything.
No. I mean, there is glory and trophies and that sort
Absolutely,
of stuff.
Absolutely, and that's what we're after this morning. That's
right. Okay, so Dean, you'll be kicking us off as you are, carryover champ.
Right, here we go.
Today's topic is alternative words for toilet.
Dunny.
WC.
Bog bowl.
The dumpster?
The pee hole.
The John?
I have no idea where to go with that.
Yay! Toilet humor wins the day!
Oh, well done.
Thank you. I'd like to thank myself for taking out this prestigious award.
Oh, God, will you shut up?
Somehow I actually knew by putting the pressure on you that you'd pull through today.
I know. Yeah. And I'm going to give you a celebratory bird, Dean Murphy, right there.
That's because she spends so much time on the bogger. I've had a love-hate relationship with Kylie for a lot of years.
Yeah, what? I don't understand what that's about.
Oh, she drives me crazy sometimes, and then she pulls out a track, and I love it, and then I hate her again. And
do you know what?
But you know what? No one needs to go through what she's been through.
No.
If this is true, if this story is true, he's a piece of poo. Joshua, what's his name?
Sass.
Joshua Sass. Well, apparently, according to sources, he set the whole thing up. He knew she was going to be on the movie that he was starring in. He moved into the apartment block that she was going to be living in. Is that
feels stalkery?
I don't know,
it?
But apparently he did make a definite play and it was all for fame.
Oh.
Shame on you, Joshua Sass. This is Australia's princess.
You've messed with the whole nation.
You have.
Oh, yeah.
And a world full of gay people up in arms. That'd be jazz hands.
Don't mess with Kylie.
Really spirity fingers everywhere pointing at you, Joshua Sass.
Don't mess with any Minogue. That includes Millie.
No, exactly. How dare you?
And good to see, too, that Kylie also had a lawsuit against Kylie Jenner.
Oh,
who was
yeah,
trying
and
that
won.
Second-rate yeah, piece of trash.
That's the universe balancing things out.
Yeah,
she kept her name, she lost her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Anyway, and she's got a new album coming out. Isn't that all timely?
Oh, well done.
Oh, you cynical Sally.
Shut up.
Over there.
Shut up. This is Time Bomb. I was trying to do a segue.
Oh, right.
Timely, Time Bomb.
I get it.
Right?
Yeah, if you have to explain the segue,
it's not
really...
It's Carly on, John.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.